intelligent and hardworking.
I like to put it in like, she's like a fluff ball. She's so cute. She's like so like nice, and like you can't hate her. Like you can't find any flaws in her. And she's just an all around nice person.
Funny, caring. Honestly, she's like perfect.
She has grown stronger in her personality, persistent, hardworking, caring, and willing to contribute to community.
Alicia Wang, Carmel High School senior in the class of 2017, regionally and nationally ranked figure skater with over 200 medals and 3 plaques.
Okay, now I'm skating backwards.
Okay, I started skating when I was 6 and a half, when my mom brought me, my sister, and a family friend to the rink just for fun in the winter. And I just kept going from there.
These are called crossovers. Okay, now I'm back forwards again.
I really started to have a passion for skating when my mom told me about how she used to go skating when she was little on the pond, and my grandpa would make her skates for her. So I just thought we always had a little connection, something to talk about whenever there was like empty space or something. And I not only did like I have a connection with her now, but I just really liked it, so I just kept going.
In the Wang family, this sport means a lot to them. Her mom believes that this sport has brought their whole family together.
The skating has been going on for many years in the family. Started with her sister, and then over years has really brought the family together, especially when there's competition or when there's ice show near the family, that the whole family goes together. So it's really brought the family together.
Her passion carried out both on and off the ice. She was driven to do the sport that she loves. Coach Marie Milliken has been her coach since the beginning of her ice skating career. She has been there to see how dedicated Alicia has been over the years.
She skates every day. She usually gets one day off, maybe two sometimes, depends what part of the season it is. And I am not necessarily always with her on one-on-one, but I am around if she has a question or needs help or what have you. But I see her pretty much, at least 5 to 6 days a week.
Up higher with the leg, please. Get off of your toe. squeeze, swing
every
it.
Every week, I would say, all in all, I probably skate over 20 hours a week, including like ballet and off ice and on ice. Skate Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday before school. The session starts at 5:30 and I get off at 7 to get ready for school, obviously. And then every other day, which is every blue day, fourth period, I leave school to go to the rink. And I've been doing that since sophomore year. And then I skate Saturday mornings on occasion.
Good job.
This sport is all about technique, angles, positions, and perfection. Over time, figure skating has become more technical than ever, with the point values of spins, toe loops, aluts, double axels, jumps, and more. The categories Alicia is judged by are the skating skills, the transitions, the performance that is expressed in style, the composition and purpose of the piece, and the interpretation of music and timing. Those are a lot of categories that figure skaters really have to think about when performing. How is a person able to learn perfection?
You're always encountering failure. So whenever you do have a success, you know that it was like hard earned. And that's like a lesson that's irreplaceable. Because, I don't know, some people it's really hard to deal with failure. But with skating, it's always failure, so you definitely learn a lot from that, in addition to like other characteristics.
Through figure skating, mistakes and failures are easily recognizable, but these obstacles cannot interfere with her passion to compete.
I like the adrenaline of like starting my program. I know like everyone hates like starting their program, but I think like that whole I'm like an adrenaline junkie. I just love doing so many things that are like outgoing and fun. but it's just like you're cold. Like the cold air is like making you have goosebumps, and all the judges are like staring at you, and your coach is like anticipating, and everyone is just like watching, and then you wait for like the music to start. And I guess that's like the cool part, because like everything before that is just so nerve-wracking, and then everything after that is just like, oh, okay, I'm starting, it's fine. But then towards the end of the program, that's when you start like getting really tired, and you're like, ugh.
Alicia has improved her ice skating skills over the years and has made it to the highest level she can get at her age. The level she competes is called Senior Free Skate. As mentioned before, Alicia has many awards for her achievements in ice skating.
Well, Alicia, that's very difficult to say because she's one of the very good all-around skater. There are people who are good at spinning or good at jumping, or they are good at just being very pretty, very balletic. She can do it all. And that's also why she became a couple times in the row the best Indiana all-around skater, because she can do it all.
Okay, this is the camel spin, back camel. This is a layover. Now I'm switching to the pull-up spin, which I'm very tired. Okay, now I'm switching feet.
The hardest thing about skating as a sport is to keep going. At one point, it's such like a fidgety sport. Like one day all your jumps can be really good, and then the next it sucks. And you don't know why. Like nothing's changed, your weight hasn't changed, or maybe even like the slightest like 1 pound fluctuation will like mess all of your jumps up.
Though there is a lot of pressure that goes into the sport, emotionally, physically, and mentally, Alicia has looked past them and continued her passion.
I just love the sport. I think it's really beautiful. It's very, very difficult. The whole trick of the sport is to make it look easy. And that's why I guess it's almost classified as like not a sport to some people, because it doesn't look hard, but it actually uses so much athleticism and skill. And skating has taught me so many life lessons, more than like any other thing in my life, I would say. I like to just have the sport almost guide me, and it's a way of life, I guess.
Alicia is skating collegiate, but over time she will stop skating, just like any other sport. Skating has been her whole life, but it won't necessarily ever go away.
I think for the rest of my life, I'm going to have this sport in my life, no matter in what way. Like, I'll either be watching it or coaching part-time or judging, or I don't think I'll be skating professionally in like shows or anything.
Overall, Alicia has come very far with figure skating and has learned so much from it.
I love figure skating, and I'll always love figure skating. It was basically my entire childhood, but figure skating, I don't think that defines me as one person, and I really hope to see who I can become in the future.
For WHJE Radio, this has been Micah Harstie, and this is Pursuing Passion.